John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Lo and behold, there is a new Boomtown Rats record. It's called Boomtown Rats, Citizens of Boomtown. And joining us now from the Boomtown Rats is the one and only Bob Geldof. Hi, Bob.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Dying of flu, and I thought you'd cure me of it, you know?
Oh, gee. Well, at least it's not coronavirus.
Well, that's in debate at the moment.
See. Okay. Well,
glad this is a phoner.
We'll still put on masks, though.
Yes.
You were in the studio with me really early on in the Boomtown Rats days, and I asked you at that time, how are you dealing with fame? And your answer was, you felt that you didn't change at all, and everyone around you did, that they were treating you different. 36 years later, has fame helped you in any way, shape, or form over all that time?
I'm surprised I gave you that answer. I suppose it was new to me. But also your life changes. There's no way I'd have been in Philly if, you know, I was working in Dublin. It was because I was in a band and, you know, we were kids and we were going for it. But my experience saying, going and talking to you, I couldn't speak about that to the guys in the bar. And that distances you immediately. But what fame did give me was a platform to talk about the things that bother me. So out of, you know, one, it gives you great music, it allows you to see the world, but it also allows you to do Band Aid and Live Aid or USA for Africa and things like that. Otherwise, it's very hard for a fire worker or a plumber or an office worker to do that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. They can get their friends around them to do something that interests them. In my game, I can get you guys, I can get the singers and the musicians, I can get Philadelphia to do something for us. If I was just some banking guy in Dublin, that's not going to happen.
Not at all. So what made you, you know, go back and reform the Rats, and, you know, I mean, and 36 years later, what brought it all on?
Hey, come on, John. We just paused for a second. Give you a break, you know? It was the time, you know, the band came at a certain time, 75, 76. Over here in the States, you had the Ramones and Blondie erupting out of frustration with the conditions. Here in Britain, you had bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash. Over in Ireland, it was the Boomtown Rats. We didn't know about each other, but it was the same, no future, no economy for us to work out of and to make a life for ourselves. So we came out of that, and by doing that, we helped to change our country a little bit. Then we helped to change the music by having hit after hit after hit. And then we ended up helping to change the world a little bit with Live Aid and stuff. And then we stopped, and that's sort of the natural arc of this band. Mm-hmm. And we stopped because we didn't really know what else we can do in 10 years.
I've got to ask, because I play it regularly to this day. I don't like Mondays, just for the fact that it's a Monday song. Did you get crap about that song because of taking a little piece of it out of the news?
No, I mean, you know, anything could make you, could set you off. I mean, classically, if you take John Lennon, he's just looking at a poster on his kitchen wall, and he writes, for the benefit of Mr. Kite. Mm-hmm. Or he's looking at a newspaper, and he writes a day in the life. It's anything at all. And I was in the United States, and I was numb with the boredom of just endlessly doing promo trips. And this event occurs, which triggered a reaction in me. And I went back to the hotel and wrote a song I thought was a B-side. And most people went to work on Monday morning, think it was about just, you know, the end of a great weekend. Here we go, another week of drudgery or mm-hmm. another week in school. And they thought this was the perfect song. So it becomes number one in 32 countries. And then it turns out what the original inspiration for the song was. And in America, it gets banned. So it was never, you could never buy that song here, which, you know, was upsetting, really. I'm glad I wrote the song for all the reasons you suggest, also for the reasons it was a hit. And, you know, but I like the fact that it was about Mondays and that you play it on Mondays and that, you know, people still get to hear a pretty good tune.
Well, the new album is the Boomtown Rats, Citizens of Boomtown. The single is called Trash Glam Baby. Bob Geldof, our guest. Bob, feel better.
Thanks, man.
And good luck to you, and thank you so much for checking in with us.
Good to hear you again, dude.
Bye now. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.